good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And welcome this morning to Suat Tuzluk. He is here to teach a number of classes in traditional Turkish cooking, also an approach for supporting a flexible and healthy spine, and Thai yoga massage. Welcome, Suat, to Morning Edition.
I am happy to be in Sitka.
So you are the former owner of the Alpine Bakery in Whitehorse, Canada. You had that bakery for 33 years, is that correct?
Yes, that long I have run that organic bakery and produce as well as yoga upstairs.
And you did that in Whitehorse, and now you're transitioning to something new.
It's been a major change. I am slowly adjusting myself.
That must be difficult after doing one thing for so long in one place, and now you could do anything.
These courses you just mentioned, they are helping with this transition period.
So you were just in Haines, you were in Snohomish, Washington, teaching these classes as well. And so that's what we're going to focus on this morning. Coming up on the 17th, that's this coming Monday, you'll be teaching a traditional Turkish cooking class, and the food will be vegan and gluten-free. Why don't you tell us about that class and what people will learn how to do?
It is not using sophisticated ingredients. And in traditional Turkish cooking, 4 ingredients are used: olive oil, parsley, onion, and garlic. So people will get to see, will get to taste them a lot. Simple ingredients, simple methods, but down to earth, and I believe results will be good.
Are you willing to divulge some of the dishes people will be creating?
We will start with a red lentil soup with tomatoes and parsley. And then green bean dish with olive oil and also tomatoes. A rice dish, that is something special, a festive rice pilaf with pine nuts and currants and mint. And then there is a dessert, maybe not exactly Turkish, but I call it fusion dessert. Mm-hmm. It is chia pudding. If there is such a thing as healthy dessert, you could call this dessert a healthy dessert.
Well, you call this food naturally vegan. What do you mean by that?
As you know, if you open a vegan cookbook, lots of things with sophisticated ingredients like xanthan gum or buckwheat flour, etc. At our supper here, all the ingredients will be everyday common ingredients. That is the way people have been cooking hundreds of years. In that sense, it is naturally vegan.
So you are Turkish?
I was born in Turkey and immigrated to Canada about 42 years ago.
Wow, so you've been over here a long time. What does cooking Turkish food and teaching others to cook Turkish food mean to you so far away from Turkey?
It is also sharing the culture I was raised. Food is very much part of the culture, and food is much more important there than, say, in North America. In some countries are like that. I can mention Italy, India, a rising star recently, Korea and Turkey. In those places, food are much, much important, and it is important part of the community as well.
It seems like in those cultures, food is sort of like a glue that holds people together.
Yes, yes, very much so. Say, this evening there will be strudel making. Reminds me of our Sunday mornings with the family. Imagine there was a cook stove in the kitchen, which was the only places heated. The rest of the house was cold. Everybody is there, and my mother would make strudel for our Sunday breakfast, and leftovers would be next day's school lunch. All those memories are so strong. They say it is easier to change religion than food habits.
Well, as you know, we have a deep emotional connection, especially to those childhood foods and all the memories associated with them.
Very much, very much so. And those fast food companies know that, and I feel sorry how they manipulate young people and establish those habits early for their profits, and then it is hard to change young people's eating habits back to healthy food.
Well, an opportunity to do so could be on Monday, the 17th, at your Turkish cooking class. So that's going to be 5 to 7:30 p.m. on Monday at Sitkakich. And folks can register for that online at sitkakich.eventsmart.com. You're also teaching a class on how to support a flexible and healthy spine. Tell us about that.
Spine maintenance called EDGU, E-D-G-U. Also, edge of you, we can understand this word as edge of you. Spine maintenance, one can do sitting. It is, as I am here, almost every day, noon hour edge you at Yoga Union Building. I learned it at Brighton Bush Hot Springs about 8-9 years ago, and I give classes in Whitehorse. Young and old, everybody is welcome. Backs are important for us. What else can I tell about EDGU?
Well, what struck you about EDGU? Why did you become an instructor?
I go to Brighton Bush often, and they offer to guests. I liked it very much because you can do it just with your street outfit. There is no need to change into something. There is no need for a mat like in yoga. Also, older people can do it sitting. Actually, everybody can do it sitting, and it is equally beneficial because we concentrate waist up, just on the spine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's noon weekdays at Yoga Union.
Yes.
Okay, including today.
Yes.
And then Thai yoga massage. Tell us about that class.
During my bakery years, upstairs yoga instructors, one of them every year would spend 3 months in India, on the way back 1 month in Thailand. She became a Thai yoga massage instructor. Once I got a session from her, I fell in love with that because it is interactive and also can be called assisted yoga. Unlike the regular massage, which is still nice, I love to have regular massage, Swedish massage. In this version, the whole body is used. not only hands, elbows, knees, interactive, and during doing this, I get my yoga also. That is the other reason I like. I have to be in good shape to be able to do that.
Okay. Well, you have a lot going on. You're here until the 20th. And folks, again, can sign up at Sitka Kitch for your Turkish cooking class. That's going to be on the 17th. You're doing Iju noon at Yoga Union and then Thai yoga massage.
Yes. Individuals would be welcome. There are still room for that. Also for Turkish cooking class, I understand, 3 more spots left.
All right. So grab them while they're hot. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I appreciate your taking time for me.
Of course. We've been speaking with Suat Tuzlak.